I'd like to begin the show this morning by telling you three important things. Number one, today is the first Monday in the month of August, the seventh day of the 8th month in 2023. The second is a couple that got married on Saturday. As of this morning, they've already had their first argument. Yes, indeed. And the third is that the Super Falcons are currently playing the English football team. It's a goalless draw, and by the look of things, if we continue like this, we just might go beyond this point. Now, does any of that concern you? It depends on what your interest is. But what I'm certain should concern you is that this is Hello Port Hackett at 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. I like to think that important conversations happen here. I have not been proven wrong yet. Well, starting with education, remember last week we talked about the holiday classes, which a lot of people like to call summer lessons, how exactly parents should pull that off. Now, the perspective to the conversation this week is there are concerns that some parents, thanks to the economic reality, cannot afford to enroll their kids at an education center. So the suggestion, the recommendation is they should teach their kids on their own. So it's a bit of a homeschooling arrangement. And the big question is, are you capable of homeschooling your kids? As usual, I'll have an expert join me in the studio to have that conversation. At 10 a.m., we'll be talking about the giveaway culture. It seems to be everywhere now. I know you go on social media, there's giveaway. You go on radio, there's giveaway. But is there a motive behind it? Is there a dark side to giveaways? Well, you and I will have that conversation at 10. And at 11, if you own a car, you definitely want to be a part of the 11 o'clock conversation. Even if you don't own a car, but you intend to own one or drive, you definitely should listen. But if you don't intend owning a car and you don't right now, there's no problem. You can go on and continue whatever it is you are doing. So that is what is reserved for you on Hello Port Hackett. Are you ready? Let's do it.
Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett.
Hello.
Every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Welcome back. Now, following the holiday for pupils and students of primary and secondary schools, some parents in Port Hackett say they are worried that they may not continue with regular holiday lessons for their kids at home and also in school due to the economic hardship. While most of them said they have resolved to do different extracurricular activities like arts and crafts, community service, among others, to keep their children busy, others say they plan to take up the responsibility of teaching them. That's interesting. And that is where the conversation for this morning is from. Those who want to do it themselves, DIY.
With the way price of things have increased, we can't afford to be paying home lesson teachers to come and teach them. So I have a 2-year-old and I have an 11-year-old child. I already got a learning board for them so I can be teaching them some things here in the house.
My son's lesson teacher comes to the house 3 times a week to tutor him. And she does that for like, let's say 2 hours for that 3 times a week.
I would rather allow my kids to go for tech and computer-related classes rather than allowing them to go for holiday lessons. You know, this is a computer age.
This summer, I just want him to rest. I don't want him to learn anything unlike other times. Like last year, he was going to the music school. But this year, I want him to rest.
All right, you've heard from those parents. On her part, Cool FM OAP and summer class tutor Aisoija urge parents to utilize the holiday period and ensure their children get new skills.
We need to start early to groom our kids for a better future. So they need to have all the skills that they possibly can to help them pay bills. The long holiday is the perfect time to expose your kids to a whole lot of learning. It doesn't have to do with academic learning. Sometimes you just have to expose them to a lot of skills and see which one they glean towards or which one they really like. And then, of course, you have to continue to develop those skills.
So the advice is to ensure that your child is learning something. How they do it, well, it depends. Are you looking to pull that off as a parent? Or would you leave that in the hands of those who are capable of doing it? But for those who are, of course, complaining of the economic hardship, which is biting a lot of people, and they say, well, I'll do it myself. What exactly do they need? Is there a homeschooling kit? What's the starter pack? That conversation is what will take most of this hour. My guest is Ike Chinwogu. He's an educational consultant, social commentator, he's an analyst, an author. He's written books here and there, appeared on countless platforms. It actually took a lot to get him here today because, you know, I'm busy is the default response. But I'm glad he was able to make it. Good morning, Mr. Ikechi.
Good morning, the big Sam.
How are you doing?
I'm great. And you?
I'm wonderful. Every time we speak, the first thing we say is, oh, it's been a while. How have you been? Where have you been? So it has been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Happy subsidy.
Same to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for making the time.
Thank you.
Now, some of the major responsibilities of parents would include providing food, you know, paying rent and school fees. This is the trinity of, you know, responsibilities. There are many others, but this one's very important. In the event that a parent cannot afford to pay school fees or cannot enroll their kids for holiday lessons thanks to the economic realities, what are the available options on the table?
Let them be. I said that on purpose because, okay, you know, I've been thinking about it, also listening to the parents. Yeah, I've been thinking about our growing up days. It's been, I mean, mixed blessings, mixed everything.
Okay.
I never remember attending extramural classes. My dad was an educationist, and so the philosophy was, okay, rest time and school time. And so education is an entire philosophy that embodies play and learn.
Indeed.
Yeah, so it has to balance itself. And the designers of the framework, the schooling framework, have been so intentional about the calculation, because you'll realize that if you know how to play very well, after a very useful and fruitful play session, your brain opens up and you want to learn more easily. And learning mustn't always be skewed. We should be careful about that, because sometimes the children learn both formally and informally. And then they are just done with the first term, second term, structured learning, curricular-based learning. And then we could also expose them to informal learning from where they pick native intelligence, street smartness. So when you box them in too tightly, there may be an imbalance of the entire learning process. I'll tell you, holiday time for me was a time for alternate learning. Okay. My dad never spent anything. So what do I mean by alternate learning? I learned to swim. I looked forward to, you know, so every holiday, whether it's Christmas holiday or long vacation, you have something that you're looking forward to. Mm. And so it's Christmas holiday, I'm going to the village and there's a stream. So in the bid to go fetch water, I swim. Mm. And there were better swimmers who would teach me how to swim. That was a kind of learning. Today I swim, right? Yeah, I never drowned. I learned how to ride the bicycle. Okay, which is a common tool. I mean, there are advocates now calling for the need for a bicycle with a fuel hike and all that. Okay, I learned that as a child. I wonder what it would have been like learning how to ride the bicycle today. And that's a kind of learning. Okay, I learned how to play the musical instrument. Mm. Okay, so mommy and daddy have gone to work and we're left alone in the house. Then security wasn't as much of a concern as it is now.
Yeah.
And we engendered a better sense of communal living. So everyone put an eye on your child, even in your absence. It was a kind of community without doors, community without gates, community without walls. So there was that broadened trust. And we weren't maybe as exposed to some of the mishaps that we suffer today. So you could just take a stroll to your church nearby, and you could learn how to play the musical instrument for free. And so these things were empowerment. I mean, one of my friends found his way to a university in the UK. And guess what? The same skill he acquired for free, he now began to play in his local church in the UK. And that fetched him a job and a scholarship position for his master. So he went in for his first degree and it was done. Let me come back to Nigeria. They said, no, you have to continue. Okay, these are the terms. Free of charge, but they got him a scholarship to continue with his masters and all that. So these were skills that were picked up freelance. Okay, it wasn't necessarily a skewed sense of tech.
Yeah.
Or go back to your mathematics. Because what some parents do is to go back to their deficient areas, which is okay. So you didn't fare very well in mathematics. Let's brush through or otherwise preparatory to the new class. You're going into an upgraded class. So let's preempt, you know, you on that sense of knowledge. So, but then I think different strokes for different folks. I think parents should be intentional about raising a great child, a balanced child, more than because they are busy and they don't have an eye over their child. They just force the child to some structured learning. It might defeat the purpose of play.
Well, these days, the definition of balance is blurred. We're not quite sure what it means to raise a balanced child because we have a lot of parents who are not balanced themselves. We have a break coming up in 2 minutes, but what we'll be talking about after the break is how the conditions have changed. We're not as communal as we used to be. Mm. Security is now a challenge. Mm. So letting the kid find their path, like you did, you went to a church, somebody goes to a school, it's not an option that is a popular one right now. Mm. Parents want to be involved completely in the process. And if a person says, oh, I really can't afford to send them here, but I also cannot let them play, you know, the entire holiday away, because while you see learning, I see someone who would eventually become lazy.
Yeah.
He would amount to nothing. So how does a parent decide to be hands-on and say, you know what, I'm going to do this myself? Is there a curriculum? Is there a schedule? Is there a timetable? What should they consider, right, in the DIY process of teaching their kids?
Mm. Well, I think most of this will be answered after the break.
Definitely.
Right? Yeah, but then the truth is intentionality in parenting, where you teach them leadership. I mean, when you're giving your child an instruction, especially the oldest child, make sure the house is cleaned up, make sure the dishes are done before I come back, and he adheres to that, you're veering him towards leadership responsibility, and that's the starting point. It's extracurricular, it's informal, but then he begins to pick up the very fabrics of leadership from the cradle.
And if he implements that through a dictatorship, you see that all your kids are crying when you come back. The house is clean.
The house is clean. But he has found a way around it.
That's a very military way. So what kind of leadership are we talking? Oh my goodness. We have to take that break now.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll talk some more. Please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Things have increased. We can't afford to be paying home lesson teachers to come and teach them. So I have a 2-year-old and I have an 11-year-old child. I already got a learning board for them so I can be teaching them some things here in the house.
My son's lesson teacher comes to the house 3 times a week.
So those are parents stating that thanks to the economic realities, they will have to make do with what they can offer. My guest Ikechi Nwogu is here to tell us how much a parent can offer. And he's speaking about how learning can happen in the most unconventional ways. You're welcome once again.
Thank you.
So before the break, we were talking about, you were saying that parents instill leadership in their kids, even though it is unknowingly. And I was asking, the method of this implementation, sometimes it can be questionable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a justice system. So when you bully your younger ones, okay, they report, and then you say, no, you don't do that. So that way, there's an interaction, and you're reviewing patterns, and you're making corrections, and you're making marked inputs into their lives that would carry through them. Have you wondered why first sons, first daughters, firstborns are natural leaders.
That's not, that wouldn't keep us here. That's
yeah,
how we roll.
Yeah, it's a sense of cradle leadership. Mm. So they tend to copy from how mommy does it or how daddy does it. And then, of course, you feel disappointed. They are worst hit when you come back and the house is a mess.
Yeah,
I expect you to have known better and done better. That's cradle leadership. And if you do that effectively, I mean, sometimes you instruct them. For those who have access to the telephone, you call them. Make sure you dish the food, which you have prepared for everyone at 12 o'clock, at 2 o'clock. And you do that once, twice, and then they pick up. And then my elder ones were coordinators in our time. So we never enjoyed the luxury of, you know, board games and card games bought by my dad. Okay, we prepared everything, whether it's Ludo, whether it's a card game and all that. So whenever there was any box, anything, whether it's cornflakes or detergent or stuff, right? We had a way of cutting it and designing it, painting it according to star or what and circle and all that. And we had fun through creativity. My brother and I knew how to convert pieces of wood and all that to a table tennis board game. Hmm. And so we engaged ourselves. So we didn't have to go out to have fun. But within the near neighborhood space, we drew inspiration from a certain dad, okay, who was a handyman. He could construct anything. And so sometimes we'll go borrow the saw from him.
Okay.
And today I'm a full-fledged carpenter. Hold on. Yeah.
How old were you at this time?
I was a teenager.
And the man gave you saw?
Yeah.
This is a human rights issue. These are reasons why.
You know, so we had a way of going around. There was always construction somewhere. We had a way of going within a neighborhood, within a gated frame, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had a way of going around, picking nails, and coming to fix the kitchen stool.
Yeah.
So mommy never had to buy a kitchen stool. We fixed all of that. We fixed the kitchen cabinet. My brother and I did those, okay? Because we had drawn inspiration from a neighbor's dad. Funny enough, the young man wasn't as handy as we became. And we did everything. So it was fun growing up at that time. And I think these things are extracurricular. And my dad never spent a dime for them. But we achieved so much knowledge.
I doubt that parents of today are willing to let their kids, you know, give them the freedom to explore as you did. Because now I have a son. And I imagine coming back home when he's, of course, older. And he says, oh, daddy, I fixed the... You know, and I see, I would be impressed but concerned.
Yeah.
You know, like, did you hurt yourself? And I don't know if I would want him to do it again, you know? And I get that, yeah, maybe it's being overprotective or whatever. But the parents of today will not necessarily allow their kids to explore like that.
And you ask yourself, how street smart are the children of today in comparison to you and I? I mean, you just come into Port Harcourt, you fit in. Because you've developed a sense of confidence, right? You're emboldened by the things you picked up, the values you picked up from way back. But our children today can scarcely even go to the gate. I mean, the gate of your house. You lock them in some protector and all that. Now, it's a security concern. It's a reality today. But then, there are children who are not of the same sense of, you know, elitist and, what do you call that now? Okay? Elitist frame.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I was driving. You go to the express road. You know these children that sit by the roadside, mommy is begging or something. They cross, a two-year-old, a three-year-old, they are crossing the express road. Your child can't do that. My child of 15, 16, 17 can't do that because we're so protective of them. So there's you can't win it all. You win some, you lose some. But those children also survive, and they will be like us tomorrow, while our children will be like the, you know, the overprotected Ajebotas who will be easily intimidated.
So now it's Ajebako versus Ajebota. There's something I usually say, and it's something I think I might eventually coin into a quote. I wish I could learn street smart from the pages of a book. I wish I didn't have to go to the streets.
Yeah.
To be street smart.
Yeah.
And it's, for now, it's not possible. You have to.
You have to
have the experience.
Yeah.
To be street smart. All right. There are many more questions for Ikechi, but I'd like to hear from you. Do you have what it takes to homeschool your kids? And in this alternate learning, in what ways are your kids learning in this holiday season without necessarily being in a learning center? Questions begging important answers. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0007. WhatsApp is 080-903-0646. We're live on Facebook and Twitter. That means you can watch as you listen. We have a comment on Facebook from Kingsley Omachi. He says, good morning, Sam. My take is because of the economy of the country right now, I think one should reconsider the particular homeschooling you would like your pupil. Some holiday classes is affordable, but some parents wouldn't like to enroll their wards in such places due to their level self-esteem. If you want to personally homeschool your wards, that means you have to devote time, which is not assured because of personal activities. Yeah, it's really about the balance of time and effort, which is, you know, what I'm trying to understand. If you can give the time and if you have the expertise. All right, so let's go back to WhatsApp. I'll be speaking with Jones in a bit. This comment simply says, hi. Well, hello to you. Good morning. Now, shortly after the call, I would like to clearly understand the difference between homeschooling and alternate learning, because I'm sure that, you know, there is a range. But let's talk to Jones. Jones calls from Rumodumaya. Good morning, Jones.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a bright day. I've been listening to your conversation.
That's the plan.
Yeah. The issue is the parents that are involved. What do they have to offer? What kind of education do they have? I mean, you can't give what you don't have.
True.
So in this period of everybody trying to, you know, hold tight what he has or trying to make ends meet, of course, paying for extra lesson is expensive. But we can equally check. It's only those that have quality education, those that value their children's future, that will be able to, it's okay, I can handle this, I can handle this. For me, I can't teach mathematics. My wife can do that.
Okay.
But if it's economics, I can teach. I've been trying to put my children through. But by the time you equate it to the ordinary Nigerians, what can they do? Another thing is the insecurity that is pervading the land. So that's the reason why we can't really allow some of our kids to go out.
Okay.
But like your guest has rightly pointed out, so you only win some and lose some.
All right.
So it's a scenario that we cannot just help out. You just do the little you can, and I hope that the economy gets better because they need that quality education, and the parents cannot just give it to them. I said we just wait until they get back to school.
Well, Jones, I have a question for you while I understand your position. So let's say a parent is not as educated, right, as you speak of, but that parent knows how to fry gari. It's true now. If the parent teaches the child the gari frying process through the holiday, is that not a form of education?
It is. Informal education is necessary.
Okay. So if I have a child who can fry gari and you have a child who knows maths and two of us come out, how you go be?
The issue is that can you allow your child to fry gari? Do you know how to fry gari?
Parent. Let's not point fingers there in this direction. Just a parent that can fry gari. I must not be the parent. It's just an example.
Okay. Like me, I can fry gari because I grew up in the village.
Okay.
Yeah, but I can't do it here because the equipments are not available.
Let's imagine you could.
I am such a person that. Okay.
Let's imagine you could. Would you teach your kids?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course, I'll teach them because, like my son, he's learning a lot of things. I'm trying to find a way to encourage him. Because by my business, I teach people entrepreneur.
All right.
I try to encourage people to be self-reliant because the economy cannot just offer you the job you want.
I agree. All right. Thank you very much,
So
James.
I encourage them a lot.
Thank you. Henry from Woji, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, my name is Henry.
Go ahead.
From Woji.
All right.
Yeah, my children of 13 and 12 years old, they are here with me. They want to test to you directly how they spend the holiday.
Okay, wonderful. Put them on the phone.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
What's your name?
My name is Chemaka Joy.
Wonderful.
I'm 13.
Oh, my goodness. I've been waiting to speak to you. So, have you learned anything in this holiday period?
Yes.
What have you learned?
I learned how to do trading.
Trading?
Yes.
What kind of trading?
The one that involves marketing, you know, selling of rice, tomato paste, and all those food stuff.
Who is teaching you?
My dad.
So your dad knows how to trade?
Yes.
So what have you learned in trading so far?
I've learned the prices of rice. I learned POS completely.
Ah. Your dad is angry. That's interesting. Okay, can I talk to your sibling?
Yes.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
What's your name?
My name is Clement Henry Okilo.
How old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
Wonderful. What have you learned this holiday?
I've learned marketing and business working.
So what does it entail? Tell me about it.
I've learned the prices of rice, tomato paste, and the way they exchange goods.
Oh my goodness. Oh Lord have mercy. This is not the Mr. Ikechi.
This is amazing.
There's a parent somewhere that is doing it right.
This is amazing.
Oh my goodness.
And, I mean, what better sense of definition do we have to alternate learning? So the child grows up, he's empowered. He may study medicine, he may study engineering or whatever, but if there are no jobs, he already has knowledge built up to set up and even sustain daddy's business. So there's continuity. And it's amazing. Okay, and he doesn't have to pay for this knowledge.
No kidding.
But this is apprenticeship in the works. And you drive around, you know, within the neighborhood, there's a certain interior decorator, carpentry, or poultry builder and all that. And his sons are always there with him as apprentices within the holidays. And they are doing amazing jobs. So where you call him, please come and fix this. It's a minor repair. Come and fix the door. He sends one of his boys. And they have learned the trade. And, you know, it's beautiful when our children can grow up in the frame of what we are doing to train them in school.
Yeah.
Whether you're frying akara or doing something, you know, they should know what you do. Involve them.
And, you know, the beauty of it is, whether or not they go into that line of business, there are things they learn from, you know,
empowerment.
Exactly. Yeah. That would work in whatever field. Mr. Henry, if you're listening, please call back.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of all the conversations that can happen, you know, the context of conversations connected to what they know.
Mm.
In that house, you will not waste food. Because that would say, you know how much a cup of rice is.
Yeah.
You know, that it's now valid. Like, you understand.
No, I let's look at it this way. My dad wasn't a businessman. I mean, the only business he tried was pure water and he failed at it. But today, I have set up businesses, at least 3, 4, 5 businesses. Okay, I'm a serial entrepreneur. How did I learn that? Just some flimsy holiday, I walk over to help my aunties in their store after my primary 6 exams, you know, waiting for secondary school. And I learned the art of marketing, customer relations, and all of that. I haven't, you know, beyond that time, gone for any other entrepreneurial this and that. I've gone for trainings at the bigger level. But what I'm saying is that those were the skills I acquired that helped me start up business.
All right. When next I have to interview Ikechi Nwogu, I would have to add serial entrepreneur to his profile. Very important. Muriel calls from Okrika. Good morning, Muriel. Muriel, are you there?
Morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Morning.
Thank you, Sam. Sam, you see, when you were talking to, when your guest was explaining how he and his brother was using his saw and you were so scared.
Yes, sir.
I remembered so many things. Look, some of us that are so pampering our children now, some of us, we even trekked to school on our own. I remember when I was staying in town and I asked from here to Elelewo, only me as a child. So we pamper our children too much, and we know we love them, but sometimes we should expose them to this hard part.
Muriel, I understand we pamper too much.
Even now, some parents have enrolled their children in school. Mm-hmm. They still drive them to those blessings. Some of them will drive them.
Muriel,
you will not just allow these children.
I know we are pampering too much, but that trekking to Elele, my sister.
I did not trek. No, I did not say trek. I said on my own, transport. transport myself to school.
Okay.
And to and fro.
Okay. From, okay.
Yes. And some of us, there are some people even from town, from Borokri to Lagos bus stop. It's not as if their parents don't give them, but they just trade. All those things are the things that some of us have gained wisdom through these things.
Okay.
But these days, our parents, just some parents, just alone in their car, just to and fro, car, car, car. How many times have we been taking time to teach these children folk tales? Some children are very intelligent, but no wisdom. We should try, look for things, even if it's books, folk tales, old stories, gather them, see them out. It's not book, book, book all the time.
Okay.
As much as we can, let's look for ways to teach our children wisdom.
All right.
These are the things that will help them soar when they go out there.
All right, thank you, Muriel. Thank you very much. Well, Muriel says if you own a car, there's a way to save fuel. You know, you might not always need to drop the kids. These are things that happen. Roland from Eneka. Oh, I apologize, I lost that call. Okay, we're still taking your thoughts. A few messages on WhatsApp. Good morning, Sam and guest. I'm a teacher and I have been since 2008, but I can't teach small kids. Formal education. I lack that instinctive patience to wait for that kid to comprehend. I'm like, you should know this by now, nah. Especially when it's all those, their quantitative aptitude. But skill, I'm up for that because I'm also learning as well. I was an Ajabota growing up, so I learned and I'm still learning many of those DIY and handy skills. Okay, so I like that this person said this. The patience to teach, I remember when my dad was teaching my mom how to drive. Oh my goodness, that was the greatest test of patience.
Can husbands teach wives how to drive?
He couldn't pull it off.
I couldn't teach
it
my
lasted
wife
for
how
a bit
drive.
And he eventually enrolled her somewhere. So it's kind of similar, right? Parents without patience, how would they fare?
It depends on the level of teaching. Like, my dad wasn't my primary maths teacher. Mommy did all the primary things, you know. Yeah, mommy was a teacher, daddy was a teacher.
Okay.
Daddy was more of a lecturer at some point. And so he prepared me for JAMB.
Oh.
Right. So he taught me, and he taught me very well. He would invite me to his bigger classes, and I will do that during the holidays. You know, so all of that is effective. So there are techniques for teaching different grades of children, and it shouldn't be a problem. She could just acquire some training, you know. Yeah.
All right. Good morning, Sam. Morning to you too. That man has done a great job with his kids, Emmanuel from Gokana. No kidding. No
yeah.
kidding.
Yeah.
And I mean, the call
he deserves
ended,
an award.
No kidding. The call ended before we're done with the conversation. Henry, if you're listening, I would love you to call back. As a matter of fact, you know, I would like to get your number and send you some airtime.
He's a hero.
No kidding.
He has
no kidding.
To be celebrated.
Henry, please, if you can call back.
But unfortunately, in our nation today, people like that are not mentioned. That guy is a hero. And there are a lot of them out there who may not even be able to make this call. But a lot of tutelage is going on.
Yeah.
Informal learning.
Yeah. I agree. Good morning, presenters. Hearing those kids now just made me smile. I wish my parents had something to teach, except from the usual Nigerian parenting style. Now I have to learn these skills at the age of 22. Alternative learning to me should be number one because these skills are helping people in this time. I remember when my brother and I made saving boxes, tennis rackets, and sold them for money at a young age. Some parents now are pampering kids too much. I'm a proud Ajakbako Destiny from Port Harcourt. Thank you, Destiny.
You know, let me chip in. At some point, my dad couldn't afford to give us pocket money.
Okay.
You know, so my brother and I would think of, yeah, we're best friends, by the way. We'll think of anything. Okay, he had a camera that was just lying there. Oh, Daddy, can we use this? And we became the church photographer. So every Sunday, yeah, every Sunday we'd take pictures and we made a lot of money for ourselves. We could actually go into the shop and buy trouser materials. We also learned how to sew. We did practically everything. My mom had a sewing machine. And so within a stage of our growing up days, we sewed what we wore. We would go to oil mill market, we'll buy these things, we'll come back, we'll sew them. And Daddy was really impressed. It saved him a lot of money.
You see, I'm not very happy with this story you're telling because there was also a camera in our house. But nothing happened to that camera, I can assure you. Kai, what did happen? It reached my tongue.
You know, if you play back the song.
I don't agree to anything.
You know, if you play back the song, Coat of Many Colors, there's a line that says, although we had no money,
yeah,
I was rich as I could be.
Yeah.
You know, so I was rich with knowledge. I was rich with abilities. And today, I ask myself, what are the things I enjoyed my growing up days. I actually grew up. And that's what we're talking about here.
Okay. Thank you, KG. You have bragged enough. It's okay. It's okay. All right. So the question I had earlier, homeschooling versus alternate learning. How do you define, how do you differentiate?
I think they are interwoven in themselves.
Okay.
Yes. Homeschooling within a structured curricula is not informal learning.
Okay.
It's not alternate learning. Alternate learning is not necessarily curricular based. Like this man who takes his children to the shop.
Yeah.
That's alternate learning. Okay. He just sits over with them and has them price the goods with customers and stuff, right? It's an alternative to just putting on your tie or school uniform and going somewhere. So formal learning is curricular based, right? Yeah. And informal learning could be anything else. Okay. Yeah.
Wonderful. We're still taking your thoughts. 0817-923-0002. Are you responsible for what your kids are learning in this holiday season, or have you enrolled them at a learning center? Over to WhatsApp. Good morning. Morning to you. My first son is at the moment in his dad's shop. Okay, so you should be the mom. Learning his kind of business. My girls do go there sometimes. My girls and I are at home baking, sewing, arts and crafts. It's a problem for these children. They will...
It's beautiful.
Yeah, so they will do a lot. Mm. Thank you very much. I'm glad that parents are beginning to understand that they can make a difference on their own. I'll be speaking with Goodluck in a couple of seconds. We're down to the final 2-3 minutes of this conversation. Goodluck is on.
Hello.
Good morning, Goodluck.
I'm 17.
Hello, Goodluck.
I'm 17.
Goodluck, you are here, my brother. You're live. Morning.
Okay. Yeah, I'm 17. So I have some skills, sir.
You are 17?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello,
yes,
good luck.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
So, I know how to play the saxophone.
Okay.
A drum.
Okay.
Then, I also know how to manage my mom's shop.
Oh, nice. Nice. And
then I work with my dad's factory.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad.
So,
I think I've been able to learn some chess from there.
Okay. How did you learn how to play the saxophone?
I have a boss. Two. One is about 15.
Oh, my. It was difficult to hear you, but... I got as much as you were willing to share. But Akechi, we're slowly going out of time. So conclusively, what would you leave parents with?
Yeah, so you see that for these kinds of children, for the most part, it would become distracting to them to begin to skew them to some maths and English during the holidays.
Exactly.
Tech is good. My business partner is one of the most amazing tech experts in Nigeria.
Oh,
okay, awesome. I haven't seen someone better than him. How did he learn? Daddy would leave the computer and go to work, and the guy would tamper with the computer, and he began programming at age 6.
Wow.
Yeah. And today he's about 47, and the guy, there's really nothing. So sometimes the liberty as a word, you know, we expose them to, they would spoil a lot of things, they would get our tempers high, but somehow it's the risk. Let them be. Let them explore.
That spoil a lot of things. I wish there was a way to skip that step. Because people's TVs have been broken.
It all comes at a cost.
Indeed. Mm. Indeed. Mm. And, you know, it's important to know that kids, by design, they like to explore.
Yeah.
You know, if you see a child who's not, there's a problem. There honestly is a problem. So sometimes caging the kids, you know, yelling at them, it just might kill that adventurous.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, sir, for making the time.
Thank you.
Serial entrepreneur. It's always a pleasure. I'm certain we'll have another day and time to have
always
conversations on radio.
Yeah.
Have yourself a wonderful day, sir.
Okay, you too.
All right.